Box Dandy to the rescue. Black Oak, Arkansas. You never heard of them, have you?
I did not.
70s, man.
Today,
70s. Well, this is like Funkabilly, man.
You introduced them to me today.
Yeah. Well, I was like at just the right age where I didn't get to see a lot of these bands when they were playing because I was still young, you know, too young to go into a bar. I was 10, 12 years old listening to this stuff. Fantastic. Oh, a couple things more about, yeah. So, Rogers, you know, listen, I'm just wondering if the fans this weekend, these Trumpaholic Packer fans, do you think they'll get up and start chanting, "Let's go, Rogers, let's go"? Get it? You know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
F you, Rogers. Like, the, you know, they're so smart and cute. Let's go, Biden. Let's go, Brandon. Oh, that was funny. You guys are sharp, man.
Yeah.
And, it's going to get worse. You realize that. But, no, now it might get better. People will realize, I can't believe I was. And I've been seeing all the people's comments on Facebook and stuff. I was a real good fan of his, and I'm not anymore. Well, that's good. I think, you know, you feel bad about it, don't you?
Well, I'm really disappointed, and I'll just tell you, mostly because of the voice he has, the influence he has, and to come out and just make a bunch of excuses and talk around a bunch of things and mislead and misrepresent reasons why you didn't take the vaccine. Like, come on, man. If you're going to be that guy, then come out like Kirk Cousins and just own it and take all the freaking heat and deal with it and say, "I don't want to get vaccinated, blah, blah, blah. Here's why." Done. And deal with the heat.
Well, now you know what the deal is with the Republican Party. It's filled with, you know, wealthy, privileged people and serious D-bags, man. Or R-bags, right? I mean, losers in the Democratic Party should be the D-bags. Yeah, whatever, man. I mean, look, I'm not... The reason why I'm laughing is because you're disappointed now, and I'm like, uh-oh, he's really going to be bumming next year about this time.
I'm not.
Because I don't see things getting better.
And no, no.
Look, I'm going to fill in for Matt Flynn on Monday. And, of course, then Matt Rothschild will be in from the 7 to 8 hour, which is like, you know, it's like a trip through the amusement park with me. He's, I've been listening to him for so many years, you know, and it's so fun to be able to interact with him. And so looking forward to that. But I mean, yeah, the hard infrastructure, 1-844-967-2789.
Yeah, call us.
And, you know, we can talk about this for a while because I think it's pretty serious. Now, and when do we go to break? Pretty quick? 4 minutes. All right, well, let's set it up, right? Because my beef was the same as what progressives... And 6 of them didn't vote for it, but 13 Republicans did. So that should tell you guys something right there. That should be your first clue, right? And the reasons for why they did this. The 13 Republicans that did it, if they didn't vote for those construction, tote and concrete dudes and the builders and the guys that think like Aaron Rodgers, for Christ's sake. Okay, that's who's going to be getting the bulk of these jobs, and how do I know? Hey, you know, the trades, the unions? Yeah, I saw how they turned into traitors on some of us, making deals with Scott Walker, because he's going to make sure you guys are all right, but these other people and these teachers' unions and other people, we're just going to go on the assault on these public workers, right? And, oh, yeah, even these, you know, private sector workers, you know, they're all meatheads, man. At this point, and I know some people in construction and the trades that aren't like that, and I got a friend, Slammer, I don't know if he's listening right now, but, you know, they kicked him out of the trades because he was so upset and went after their corruption, right? And I saw some of it with him, but who am I, right? Well, I didn't have a radio show back then, so I can tell you right now, that would have hurt some of these guys. Because I'm not afraid to talk about it. And we're just like this hard infrastructure. I was like, man, you know, 1.2 trillion for the entire country infrastructure. And look at what it involves. Okay. And airlines and highways. And, you know, I would assume some of this is going towards, you know, clean water. And I don't know. I haven't been able to see what they stripped out of it. But I know one of the reasons why, you know, progressives voted against it. And I would have too if I was there. Sorry, man. You're not going to help everybody. Nobody gets help, right? Injury to one is injury to all. Why don't you just let everybody injured once instead of, you know, letting these guys play us, divide and conquer? So, and the people that are going to be getting the bulk of these jobs are people that I'd say a lot of them maybe weren't in as dire situation as a lot of the people I know. But I know that they have a lot of bills to pay because they live in big ass houses and they drive SUVs on your ass wherever you go. And they got, you know, long paved driveways and maybe even a damn runway out back for their little plane. They're all over the place, man. What do we got? 600, 700 billionaires living in the United States, something like that. And forget about the millionaires, man. That's like the George Carlin said, man, you're not in the club, man. And that's why we have people making these asinine decisions on such serious issues like climate change, which isn't going to be addressed in this because Joe Manchin is a coal baby, right? I hope that there's a hell and, you know, he's going to be down there in hell and I'm going to be dumping coal on his ass from purgatory. I've said that before. I am the lesser of two evils. I am no angel, no saint, but I do love animals, right? And these guys are killing everything, man. Right now, we share the planet, humans do, with over 100 million species. And the pace that we're on right now, this is just hard to fathom. But between 10,000 and 100,000 species go extinct every year right now. At a minimum, 10,000. They say probably 15, but, you know, just to, you know, to not get, oh, there were only 12,000 that went extinct last year, right? Man, we got more to talk about this hard infrastructure.